Scott read for us a few minutes ago from John 20. It's a familiar passage, Thomas encountering the risen Christ. We're going to spend some time there. So open your Bible to John 20, 24. And if you don't have a Bible, we want to give you one so that you can have God's word on your lap. If you don't own a Bible, this is yours to keep. So raise your hand if you don't have a Bible. We have some men who'd love to give you one. John 20, 24. So Jesus, during his time with his disciples, during his earthly ministry, he'd often explicitly promised his death and resurrection multiple times during those 3 years. Yet still after his death, in John 20, verse 9, John explains, they, the disciples, did not understand the scripture that he must rise from the dead. So after Jesus rose and appeared bodily to the disciples, but Thomas was absent, they came to him in verse 25. Looked down and they said, "We have seen the Lord." And Thomas didn't believe. He demanded tangible proof. He wanted to see, to touch Jesus. Jesus had already promised that he would die, that he would rise from the dead. And as Peter said in 2 Peter 1:18 through 19, God's word, in Jesus' words, we have something more sure than our senses, than our eyesight, than our feeling. Thomas should have believed the other disciples' testimony that confirmed Scripture's promise when they told him that they had seen Jesus, had seen the holes in his hands and his side. Yet his response was, "Unless I see and even put my finger and hands into the holes, I'll never believe." And so a whole week passed, verse 26. A whole week later, Jesus patiently and lovingly comes to Thomas with the disciples gathered again and shows him his body, the holes in his hand and in his side, and he commands him, "Do not be unbelieving, but believing." Confronted by the risen Christ plainly before his eyes, Thomas moves from doubt to the greatest confession of personal faith recorded in Scripture. "My Lord and my God." Notice Thomas didn't merely, and neither should we, acknowledge Jesus as Lord and God generally, but rather by faith, Jesus' death and resurrection drove this proclamation to the personal. "My Lord and my God." The reality is this. Jesus is Lord. He is God, regardless of whether you acknowledge it or believe it or not. And one day, every single person in my hearing and beyond will bow and their tongue will confess this truth. But genuine believers do so willingly, joyfully, and personally today. Is that your declaration today? You have to have a response to this news. Jesus, the God-man, died. And he rose from the dead. And he reigns. He will return to reign. And you have to have a response. And do you, with Thomas, truly affirm Jesus as your personal Lord and God? Each week at communion, we look with faith, all the believers together, we take a touchable, a tastable reminder of Jesus' body and blood. And we respond in faith. Jesus, the one by whom and for whom all things were made, the eternal creator, was born among his creatures and he took on flesh and blood. We're going to hold reminders of that flesh and blood in our hands. And in this flesh and blood, Jesus lived sinlessly and yet died for sins not his own, for my sins and for yours, if you would respond in faith. to this good news. Jesus said earlier in this book, in John 8:24, listen to these words. He says, unless you believe that I am, you will die in your sins. And here in John 20, I believe that Jesus had you and me in mind when he came back to Thomas, and then John was moved by the Holy Spirit to record these words. And John ends this chapter saying, these things have been written. Why? So that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in his name. So you and I must believe, we must declare with Thomas, my Lord and my God. Unless you believe, you will die in your sins. So do not be unbelieving, but believe, so that believing in his name, you may have life. Jesus responds to Thomas's declaration of faith by blessing those who would believe without physical evidence. He says, blessed are those who did not see and yet believed. Thomas's declaration of Jesus and Lord as Lord and God was absolutely right. It should be a declaration of all who believe, of all believers. But Thomas wanted touch and sight. And Jesus says that we who do not see and yet believe are truly blessed. This should be a corrective to us. I know it has been to me, where if we think that we are missing something needed for faith because we weren't, that we might be missing something because we weren't witnesses to Jesus' death and resurrection, you and I might think, man, if only I had been there and only I could see Jesus die and I could see him rise, then I'd have really powerful faith. No, Jesus gives us something more sure than if you had been there, seeing it with your own eyes, his word recorded in scripture. And Jesus declares that those of us who have the opportunity to believe without seeing, what are we? We're blessed. So today, do not be unbelieving, but believing. Let us see Jesus through the eyes of faith, fully trusting in his perfect and sure word, just as if we had personally touched his scars ourselves and declare by faith, Jesus, you are my Lord. You are my God. During communion, each of us personally and then together corporately make this declaration of personal faith. We know these symbols, the juice and the bread, that they're reminders of a real Jesus who lived, a real Jesus who died, who truly rose again, truly ascended to heaven, and is truly coming back. And as we take these elements, this bread and juice together, we say, I don't need to see with my eyes. I don't need to touch with my hands. And yet, as we taste and we touch, we remember Jesus and we proclaim his death, saying that death was on my behalf. Those sins that he bore in his body were mine, and his righteousness is mine too. So as the bread and juice comes, I want us believers to examine our hearts and lives. And if Jesus is genuinely your Lord and God, ensure that your life aligns with that confession. If there's sin, confess it. Turn from it. Where you're living a life of faith that accords with Jesus as your Lord and God, don't take credit in that, like there's some merit added to your account in that. Any merit you have is Jesus's alone. Declare that as well. If you're not a follower of Christ, if you haven't turned from yourself to Jesus, we respectfully ask that you refrain from participating, but use this time to consider deeply your own response to Jesus' claims. Don't be unbelieving, but believing. But when the bread and juice comes, let it pass. Men, please come and serve us. As we partake, remember and proclaim together the reality of Jesus, of Christ, his body broken, his blood shed, his victorious resurrection and promised return. And let us eat and drink, proclaiming our Lord and our God. Take communion on your own.